Hello, my name is Greg Bresnitz, and welcome to Crescendo, a Sonic Menu podcast where I discuss food and music pairings with the most interesting culinary minds today. Each episode, I ask our guests to walk us through a seven-course menu of their dreams, pairing each plate with a complimentary song. We talk about the dishes in depth and listen to their musical pairings, bringing all kinds of never-before-told stories to the table. Throughout the menu, we explore the interplay between food and music, taking you behind the scenes and into the kitchen, where the stereo is always turned up to 11. If it's your first time dining with us, here's how our Sonic pairing menu works. There are four parts. First, the opening. One dish paired with one song that gives you a taste of the journey ahead. Next up, the bill. Four dishes, four songs, layering flavors, textures, and tunes, building up to our namesake moment, the crescendo, the height of the menu. Your entree served with a big tune, tying it all together. And we close with a palate cleanser, a moment of reflection to send you on your way. If you would like to follow along with the pairing menu, you can find everything at podcastcrescendo.com. This episode, we are joined by Pauly G, one of my favorite pizzaiolos. When he is not traveling to his other pizza outposts or checking out the competition, he resides in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, where you can find him at his namesake restaurant. Over the years, of all the guests I've interviewed, his story has resonated with me the most. A story about decades of a life less lived, about finding a new purpose when most people would have sat back and hummed Talking Heads once in a lifetime. Pauly is a beacon for growth and self-discovery, and if you're nice enough, he might just serve you a limoncello and tell you a story. Pauly G, welcome to Crescendo.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. We've got a lot to cover and a lot to talk about, but let's begin at the beginning with the opening moment. This is the moment that just sets the stage, that lets you know what you're in for. An opening song that sets the vibe and an opening dish that sets the course of our culinary journey. I love the first song that you picked. It is just, it's a journey. It's a journey within a journey. Tell us about the first song and then tell us about the dish.
Well, the reason I picked the song is that it has elements of so many different genres of music that I love. Jeff Beck formed this new group after he broke up with Rod Stewart and Ron Wood, yada, yada, yada. And the music was more soulful than anything he ever did before. There was elements of jazz in it. He had a great pianist, Max Middleton, on there. And it just had so many elements of music that I love all in one song. And that's why I picked that. And funk, too. There's a lot of funk in it.
There's a lot of funk. And tell us about the dish, the baked clams.
Well, these baked clams from Sam's on Court Street in Brooklyn are absolutely – there are no best, only favorites. But I can tell you these are the best baked clams ever anywhere. And it's very sad right now because he closed for the pandemic except for pizza, and he still doesn't have the baked clams. These things are just incredible. I'd start any meal with these things, and I'd have it for every course.
Amazing. Well, here we go. Our opening moment from one of our favorite pizza people, Pauly G.
Soil, not your very good reaction.
You've told the story many, many times over. You told it on Snacky Tunes of as how you transitioned later in life to get into pizza. And I've heard the how you did it, what you did, but I'm curious about the why. Why pizza? Why did that pull you into the next chapter so late into your life?
Well, I always loved to cook, and I always loved to entertain. And I'd have people come to my house, and they'd always tell me about, you know, I should open up a restaurant. And that made my head spin just thinking about it. You know, it was really hard work just cooking for 10 people, and I couldn't imagine cooking for hundreds. And I didn't think about it. I'd have other people helping me do it, but I just didn't want to do that. But I knew I had to do something, and the simplicity of pizza is what emboldened me and allowed me to take the risk to do it. It's just, you know, it's you prepare everything the same way, you cook it the same way, and it gave me, you know, gave me a bit of, allowed me to get out of my comfort zone.
So we are now into the build section. You can't just go from opening to our crescendo. You got to get there, and it's going to take four songs. I love this track that you picked by the song Europa, because it resets it. I mean, that Jeff Beck song, it's got so much energy, it's got so much funk, and then Europa kind of brings it right back down, like a transition, like resetting the energy for the pace. Tell us about the track, and tell us about the pairing.
Well, the song itself is just, first of all, it's I wasn't aware of this, but it's a cover of a Santana song. And he covered it right when it came out. That album came out in 1975. That is an incredible album, Caliente. And what I love about it is it's soft, it's romantic, it's seductive, and it's powerful all at the same time. And I just love that. And the pairing, you got to remind me what I chose to go with that. What was
you did
dish?
A medium rare dry aged ribeye topped with roasted red peppers. And pinoles sauteed in olive oil.
Yes, I was going to try to structure this thing where the dishes corresponded with a meal, but this was just, I had to have this. This just, when you roast these red peppers like that, you know, and put them on a steak, it's just it's rich, it's you know, it's deep, just like that song. And steak is a big deal in Argentina, which is where Gato Barbieri was from.
Sometimes, you know, the second bite is just a big move. Sometimes you just want to go right into this and you want to challenge expectations, just like this track. Here we go with our next pairing on Crescendo. Oh, Before you got into expanding your pizza empire, your guests could pretty reassuredly find you in your dining room. Now, not all restaurant owners do this. Sometimes they open and then they hand over the keys to a GM. But I always knew when I go in and got a pie that I would find you working the floor. What was so important about making sure that you were in the room every night, night after night? Why was that important to you?
Well, I knew I needed to be for things to stay the way I wanted them to be. But most importantly, the reason I was able to do it is because I love doing it, okay? I love making new friends. I love talking with people, giving them, you know, sharing stories about different pizza. And it's really helped me, you know, build my reputation, because you come into my restaurant and I start telling you about where to go to get, you know, where else you could go to get good pizza. That takes people aback. And I think that, you know, it really gives me a lot of credibility. But most importantly, I love it. I love doing it. I'm very thankful that I love doing that, because if I didn't, you know, it could be very painful. I would still do it because I knew it was necessary to make the restaurant work, but I just love it. I have built a restaurant that is me. I do it the way that I'm going to be happy. Does that mean that maybe I'll lose some money doing it that way? Maybe, but I'm happy, which is what's most important.
We are into the second song of our build. We're getting to the crescendo moment.
I'm going to interrupt you. I said that this was going to be difficult because I didn't think I could come up with seven songs. Well, it turns out it was difficult because I couldn't pare it down to seven. There's another song by Santana, Caravanserai, that does exactly the same thing. Such a great song. And they had another one on Abraxas called Samba Party, again, that does the same thing. So
it's amazing. The next pairing we have, I think, is my favorite song. It's Suavecito by Malo with a gazpacho. Tell me about the dish, and then why does it pair so well with this song?
Well, it's it has a Latin tinge to it. The dish does, the song does, and it's light and it's refreshing and airy. You know, it's just very bright. It's such a pleasant, positive song, and the dish is cool and positive too. It's a daytime kind of dish and a daytime kind of song.
Oh,
We're halfway through our build. We're getting there. The energy is ramping up. Talk to me about this next pairing. Fried softshell crab po' boy with lemon aioli and Superwoman by Noel Pointer.
Well, that song and that part of the build was the most difficult for me to come up with. There's so many songs that could have fit that. But that's just, again, it's that song, again, has so many elements of the music that I love. And, it's a great cover of a great song. And that pairing is just, it's not a particular place where I would get it. It's just, I love soft shell crab. And again, the lemon aioli is kind of bright and light. And this song, again, is sort of, that way. It's not deep and dark like Europa is. And this is a great time of year to be doing a soft shell crab thing. So lucky you, by the way. Thank you.
at some point in your journey, you decided to leave your home base and to work on expansion. Now, as fellow New Yorkers, we've always been told that it's the water that makes New York pizza so special. But you've gone to other cities. What is it that you look for when wanting to impart your knowledge, your experience, your entrepreneurship lessons onto new people, and what type of attributes to a city do you look for when looking to expand?
I look for a city where there's a growing population of young people and young attitudes, okay, and a fairly large population. But more important than the location itself, you have to have somebody who wants to do what I'm doing. Okay, I look for people who have a passion for pizza and want to make this their life. And you have to find those two. It's very difficult to find. At first, I found four people who wanted to do this with me, but it was at a time when the economy was not in the best place. And because of that, people were willing to step out of their comfort zone, willing to take a risk, because if they didn't, there wasn't a lot to lose. As time went on, after we opened up those four places, all of a sudden, people weren't willing to step out of their comfort zone anymore because they were secure in what they had. So it's more the people more than anything.
We are at the end of our build. I love this song. I had not heard it before. Squib Cakes by Tower of Power. And not often do I listen to a song and the emotion I feel is surprised, which I think when people hear the song in its entirety, they will be surprised by it. How did you pick this one? Why did you pick it to end the build and the pairing of Another Crab Cake? Talk about the two and how they interplay together.
Well, I wanted something. I was actually seeing if I would use that as my crescendo or the song that I chose.
I was going to say this song almost felt it for the first time in the show's history. I was like, is this the crescendo? You've almost got back-to-back crescendos. The other one does stand up a little bit more of a higher, a little bit over it, but this could be a crescendo all in itself.
Yeah, so it was a tough choice, but I just loved it. I just loved the power of that song. And that band, okay, Tower of Power has been around for a very long time, but as far as I'm concerned, those three albums with Lenny Williams as the lead singer is the only Tower of Power I want to hear. And it's just like, and this was, one of their best tunes.
And tell me a little bit about the dish. Maryland lump crab cakes with hollandaise sauce over a bed of baby spinach, sauteed in butter. This is pretty strong for a build. Not even the main dish yet. This is a strong ending to this section.
Well, I had to, butter makes everything better. And there's lots of butter in hollandaise sauce. I had to go with a crab cake for the squib cakes, okay? By the way, do you know what squib cakes are?
I don't.
I used to Google that, okay? I didn't know until recently. I just knew that was the name of the song. I didn't know why they called it that, but it has to do with part of the female anatomy. So
I could have guessed.
There you go.
I could have guessed.
I had to go with crab cakes, and that's a powerful dish. All of those, a lot of umami in it, just like the song.
We'll be right back. Well, we've done it. We've gotten to another crescendo. We're here. There was quite the build. And like for the first time, the last build could have also been a crescendo. But before we get into it, you just recently opened in one of the most magical cities in the world, not just America, in the world, New Orleans. I love this city. Everyone falls in love with this city for different reasons. It really embodies the marriage of food and music. What is it that drew you to this city, and how has the opening been going?
Well, I'm just going to be silent here because you told everybody exactly why I opened in that city. The combination of food and music, you put those two together, is the greatest city in the world. I just absolutely love it there. And although I never wanted to open up another place myself outside of, you know, right where I am, I took a page out of Danny Meyer's book, and I only opened my second place because it was around the corner and I could walk to it. But it was a great opportunity, and just to be in that city, I couldn't pass it up. The opportunity was the place itself that I happened upon, as well as wanting to have a place there. So that's why I did that. The opening is it's starting to go well, but you cannot find people right now to work. It's been a real challenge, but the reviews have been great. You look at our reviews on Google and on Yelp. People are loving the pizza, which is great. I have great pizza friends down here too. We bonded. You know, I was a little worried about us not getting along with my, because I have pizza friends down here in Pizza Delicious. And you know, I told them when I told them I was coming that I'm going to promote them more than I promote myself. And you know, we're doing good together now. So
it's a magical city. What is it? What is it about New Orleans that draws New Yorkers? What is it about this? I feel so attached to this city, where I never thought I could call any place, you know, home besides New York. What is it about this place that you think draws us fellow New Yorkers?
I think it's the food and the music, the combination of those two things. And it's funny you say that, because everywhere I go down there, I think because we're a New York style pizzeria that it's drawing the New Yorkers into the place. But it's just amazing how many New Yorkers I've met since we opened down there and before too. And also, I think that they feel like they can hide their New York accent in the New Orleans city.
We've reached our crescendo. This is the moment that we've been waiting for. The big pairing, the big song in a playlist that has already had a ton of big songs. Talk to us about this crescendo. How did you arrive at the decision and the dish that you paired it with?
That song is the most powerful song on one very powerful album. That album, Gears, is most definitely, along with Back to Oakland, which Swip Cakes is on, and our last song, definitely my Desert Island Discs. And just, I listened to that song. That song sounds as good to me today as when I first heard it 45 years ago, or whenever it was. It's just an amazing song. And again, it has everything. It has a build, and it's just an amazing album. And that was most representative of that album. The guys, I have to mention these guys, the guys that produced this, the Mizell brothers, have done in the late 70s and early 80s, made some of the most amazing music ever. Another one album that you could go check out is Donald Byrd's Places and Spaces.
And the dish, pappardelle with shredded beef ragu, finished with shaved dark chocolate to go with La Conquistadora's Chocolates by Johnny Hammond. It's almost too obvious, the pairing, but please take us through your thought process.
Well, that's a dish, and I did want to have something that had chocolate in it, but I didn't want to have a dessert. This is not a dessert song. This is a powerful main course, right? And it's a dish that I don't have often enough. I don't make often enough, but it's just something that that contrast of the sweet and the savory is something that I love, just like that song.
Niño, vente conmigo, escúchame, te cuento una cosa. De unos hombres, ay, estos hombres eran hombres bravos. Llegaban de África con la fuerza y la belleza. Ay, fijo, conquistaban la ignorancia y la bestia en la humanidad. Daban al mundo la luz y el fe y también el Dios cósmico. Los llamamos Los Conquistadores Chocolates.
Well, we've done it. We've gotten through all of our moments. We have one pairing left, our palate cleanser, something to leave the guests thinking about the journey they've been on, and just a moment to have quiet reflection. Before we get to it, you've done something difficult. You were on a trajectory on life that you didn't find quite fulfilling, and you did it not just for 1 year or 2 years, but for decades. And then you made the jump. You made this, you said, life is still long, and I'm going to make a change to make me happy. And most people do not have the strength or the fortitude or just the vision to do that. This has been a really difficult last 15, 16 months where a lot of people have gone through self-reflection and been curious about, are they on the right path? What advice would you give to people who are contemplating a massive change to make their lives better, regardless of where they are in their life? What advice do you give to them?
I advise them to do something that they love to do and believe in the power within them. You know, I'm a firm believer in God. I couldn't tell you what God is. I couldn't describe him. I think God is, you know, just too complex for us to even comprehend. But I know there's a power, and that power isn't up in the sky. It's within us. Trust in that power to get you through and to get you where you want to go to make your life happy.
Beautiful. Well, Paulie, we're at our palate cleanser. What are you leaving your guests with?
Well, this song is just such a beautiful song. It's about the end of an evening. You're with someone. You just had a beautiful, you know, very, you know, I can't come up with the word right now, intense evening with someone. And now the evening's winding down and you go and you just go somewhere and look over the city as perhaps the sun is almost ready to rise. And it's just kind of easing out of the evening.
And no one would be surprised by the final pairing of limoncello. Anyone that's been at your restaurant knows that usually served by you, this is coming to your table at the end of the night, whether you ordered it or not. What makes it the final stop on a culinary journey?
It is a palate cleanser. It's refreshing, and it's just, you know, you got me on this now. I have no idea. How's that for an answer?
It just, you know what? Some things can just be. Well, Paulie, thank you for joining us. Where can people find you? How do they eat at your restaurants? Where can they apply for jobs since you're looking for people? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can apply for jobs by writing to jobs@paulieg.com. You can usually find me at my wood-fired restaurant at 60 Greenpoint Avenue. Occasionally, and now I'll travel to other places, but you can find me there. And what else did you want to know?
That's it. That's perfect. Just go to Greenpoint.
You can find me at www.paulieg.com. How's that? That's where you find me. But I am typically there.
As we all know and have come to expect. My name is Greg Bresnitz. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Crescendo. We'll be back next week with an all-new culinary and musical journey. Here we go, our final song. Thanks for listening.
Living their lives. favorite tune. A half-hidden moon. A loving whisper to show.
Crescendo is a Nyla Strategics production. The show is edited by Jeet Paul, graphic and visual direction by Luther Himes, PR by MK McGuire for Public Affairs, and digital marketing by Stella Luna. Additional thanks to Molly Bresnitz, Terrence Teh, Ben Miller, Cesar Hawas, and Rebecca Siegel.